John Tuove, I'm beginning of this fresh visit from Jimmy Cedefit. He came up to see if he could get a little place to stay this Sunday, the 23rd, Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right, this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74. This is Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of this little visit was this brand new fella that drove up in this little car, James David Cedefit, Jimmy. See about getting a place to live and raise animals and farm a little bit this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74.
The mayors of Indianapolis and Cleveland and Syracuse and Pittsburgh and Salt Lake City and San Jose are all running for higher office this year. They want to be in the Senate and Congress. Is this kind of a cop-out? Do you see any way to reverse the ambitions of politicians in this country so that they want to run for offices where the problems really are and must be solved?
Yeah.
Ms. Bassett, yesterday when I had the pleasure
this young
of introducing
man
some of these...
want to talk about... doing a little farming. How you doing? My name is Jimmy Cedefit.
Yes,
it is. I just
This
is a beautiful house you have here.
Did John Ehrlichman qualify and does 36-year-old Kenneth Cole the
answer? Oh, it's gorgeous. I'll tell you, when I was riding up here, I kind of was hoping that it was deserted and that somebody might be wanting to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife tells me that you're pretty much not interested in selling any of the land you have out here, and I can certainly understand that. But I'm just going to start looking for an acre or two around here, but I was talking to Mr. Pearson down there, and he said that you apparently leased or rented this spot over there where the green trailer is to a man who was going to help you do some work out here, but that it was his understanding that the man lost a lung, perhaps, and wasn't able to carry on.
He just sits in the truck now and hauls cattle.
You teach English at the university?
I used to.
Used to?
I just wore out. I lost what English I knew.
My mother is an English teacher at Valencia Junior College in Orlando and has done all her graduate work at the university.
You know, I keep this in here. We don't stay in here very much, and it's not very light. Somebody come in, think we're a little dark, say we're old.
You just want to do a little farming.
Well, I'm kind of anxious to do that and have a place where I can keep a horse and a few chickens and a goat maybe or something, and just I'm tired of being in town. I've been living in Cross Creek for a year and a half, but I spend most of my time in Gainesville, and now I've been riding a bicycle back and forth some, and started getting anxious to maybe buy an acre or two out here, kind of in between Ocala and Gainesville, because I...
You've been staying over at Cross Creek?
Yes, sir, for about a year and a half.
Do you have a place over there?
I rented a place over there, a cabin from a man.
Yeah.
Who told me he was going to sell it to me after a while, but he decided he wanted to remodel it and start getting a little more income off of it. So that's what's just happened while I'm out looking. I've been looking at 2 acres over there that I was pretty serious about buying, and I got to realizing that although I like it over there a whole lot, the ground is just not very good for doing any farming. It was pretty much all white sand. And
I wondered about that, yeah.
And I was kind of torn between my love for the quaintness of the little community and the fact that you just can put a lot of love into white sand, but it doesn't grow very much.
And you've been over a year and a half.
Yes, sir.
You got acquainted with some of them?
Oh, yes, sir. I know pretty many folks over there.
Oh, you know?
Well,
I don't know many.
You don't know many? Of course, I know all the people that run businesses there. Nell and the Angels that run the fish camp. I lived on the Twin Lakes Fish Camp Road, rented from Buck Buchanan and Doug and Marilyn Cuck. And I am real good friends right now with Linda Townsend, whose family has been there for years. I don't know whether...
Linda Townsend?
Yeah.
What's her husband?
She doesn't have a husband. She's kind of my girlfriend.
Well, she's one of the young girls.
One, right.
Oh, I see.
Right, her father is Dorsey. And
oh, yes.
And
yes. Her brother is the one who broke his nose. Is he all right?
Could be.
Is that right?
I think. I'm
with
not
that
sure.
Motorcycle?
Yes, that's right. All right.
And he made it all right.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, I only saw him once, and he was laid up with that motorcycle accident. I know the people. I know a few of them pretty well, but the others I just know by hearsay. Don't get the idea that I'm well acquainted with that. I know about them. I hear people talk about them, you know. That's the way it goes.
Well, I met Linda out there a while back. She was working down at the Angels fish camp there.
Yeah.
We got to be good friends, and we got interested together when I found out that I was going to have to leave in buying 2 acres, because she's been... Of course, she grew up out there, and then she moved to Gainesville, and she wanted to buy an acre, and I wanted to buy an acre. So we started talking to this this man, Bunk Clifton, who owns 2 acres over there, and tried to get it financed, but he wanted cash for the land and wanted us to pay all the closing costs and everything, and of course, banks don't loan money on land without a house on it, and the federal savings and loan were kind of tight, and we're a little bit skittish about trailers having being close by and whatnot. So we started backing off from the idea a little bit when her father got to telling us that it was going to be hard to grow things on all that white sand anyway.
Yeah. Well, they have groves over there.
Yeah, so they do, and there's some, there's a lot of pasture land over there, too.
Is it do pretty fair?
Yeah, it does real well. I think that it, I don't know whether it was improved or not, but it seems like it must be. There's grass growing on most of this 2 acres we were looking at.
Yeah.
And, but it was kind of sparse.
Well, this land in here is pretty heavy land. Good bit of clay. There's a little sandy land right down there close to where the trailer is. It's about, I don't know, a little sandy land comes out everywhere you look, anywhere you go, I think. I know several other places where there's a little sandy land. But by and large, the land over in here, all this land around here, I don't know what the difference is, but it's pretty heavy land. You know, the buying land, it's not on the market now. You see, the way it was, the speculators have taken it over. You see, it's not the local conditions. It's
right.
People from New York and Miami and Atlanta would maybe own a tract that you'd like to have a little piece of land. Maybe they never have even seen it. the way I found this piece, I was in circulation for several years, and I bought a piece of land and was living on it, but I just kept in touch. And you know, when you got your mind on something, you know, things come to you.
Right.
Now you see, I'm not interested in buying land right now, so I never get any, hear about any of it. Could be pieces right around here, but I wouldn't know about it. It takes a while. You just play your chances. I mean, it's something you can't force.
Right.
Unless you want to pay those huge amounts. You see,
that's right. Well, I've sure watched it just climb and climb. And like you said, I watched speculators come in and develop. And
yeah.
And figured it was time for me to start looking for my little acre.
Yeah.
Before it was all gone.
Well, it won't all be gone, you know.
No, I don't suppose it will all be gone, but it may be in terms of my price range for the next couple of years till I'm out of school. And
well, you put in most of your time then in school.
I do, yes. I've taken time off periodically and gone out and started a couple of businesses. I got a little anxious to see whether or not it was really necessary for me to go to school, whether I could stop and make it on my own. So I took a couple of years off. Started me a record store and then a shoe store in Ocala.
Really?
Didn't do so well with the first the record and phonograph store, but when I finally started taking a little more advice from friends, fathers whom I had grown up with there, I started doing a little better, but by then I lost a little of the zeal I had because it wasn't something I was doing on my own anymore. It was more something that they were setting up and helping me do. So I guess I really was out to see if I could do something on my own rather than just have it set up for me.
Yeah.
So at any rate, I think part of it too was that I went straight into college out of high school and wanted some time off for a while to just become clearer on exactly why I was going to school and what I wanted to do. It was sort of always just an accepted idea that I was going to college, and yet I felt it was important for me to take some time off to decide exactly why I was going. And so I have, and now it feels a little better to be back in school. Feel a little clearer about what I'm going to be doing. So.
Yeah.
And you had a shoe store.
Yes, it's still going. It's doing really well. I sold my interest to my partner, and he's selling lots of shoes. Smith & Jones Shoes and Stuff was the name of the shoe store in downtown Ocala. In a new mall they're building down there. That's why I was saying one of my friend's fathers who watched me flounder around in old houses trying to run my store, a lot like a lot of the stores in Gainesville that cater mostly to students, finally told me if I was ready to really try and do it that he was building a mall downtown and he would set me up in there. So I was tired of losing them since I had started three and they had all folded, and I'd up the statistics of small businessmen that go out of business every year from 90% to 95%. I decided it was time to try one like that. So it went along real smoothly, but I just kind of lost my enthusiasm about it. When it settled down to just trying shoes on people's feet every day, suddenly I was bored with it and wanted something more stimulating.
Hard to be pleased.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt the same way about Brandeis University. How time, one class after another, term in, term out. have a trailer.
No, I don't have a trailer.
I thought you said you had.
No.
You know anything about machinery? All right, you know, I don't know, a place like this, tractors and things. Have you ever done anything that?
Not a whole lot. I can drive a tractor, but I don't know very much about maintenance of them.
Well, they take it.
Quite regularly. How much land do you own here?
That's about 150 acres. Hmm. It goes over to that prairie back over there on the other road, that prairie, fish prairie.
And that River Styx Road?
On the River Styx Road. Going across.
Cuts in behind this man Reddick's land that opened that hardware store down there. And I guess it's further on down.
Well, this comes in almost, this is almost out at Micanopy Junction.
Hmm.
Out to almost the railroad. See the railroad right over here?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little farther apart down back there. So Reddick would be some distance over on 441, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's right on 441 and 346, I guess.
So you want to be out, and you want to. What is that? What did he say, Faye, about farming?
He said he'd like to buy some acreage, but he could also lease some. He'd like to do a little farming.
That's pretty much right. Mr. Pearson was telling me about the man down there. I was thinking that if you were still in need of somebody in that kind of capacity, that it might work out. That I could work for you and go to school too.
Oh yes, yes. If you kept these long June days, you would have plenty of time too, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, there's a plot right up here on this hill that is. Just waiting to be planted. I've been trying to get to it myself.
And it's the best. You know, we often say that it's too bad young people coming along can't see that there's money and crop of peanuts or sweet potatoes or something like that. It's also sort of fun.
Oh yes, peanuts, things like that they just grow practically. You just sow them in the ground, they grow. It's a shame, you see, not to have peanuts.
And
collards, you see, grow the year round. And if you don't have a couple of rows of collards, you see, they just last and last and last. And you just keep picking them until the bugs start getting them, and then you plow them up and put in some more.
That sounds like my neighbors. Before I moved over to Cross Creek, I lived in Zuber. Do you know where that is? It's on old 441, close to Ocala.
Yeah.
Past Lowell and Reddick and Martin. And I leased 5 or 10 acres over there.
Yeah.
And I grew last year. I still leased the land while I was living in Cross Creek, and last spring I grew my first acre of vegetables, and we did it, a friend of mine and I, by hand. And of course, we were real anxious to grow them organically, and as a result, lost a lot of our crop, but we had a whole lot of fun. We got an old Planet Junior hand plow. We got a couple of our neighbors to plow up disc and harrow the land for us, and then we made our furrows with the Planet Junior and planted it all and grew some corn and beans and tomatoes. It was a lot of fun.
You know, if you can get your neighbors to some of your neighbors, it's got the regular farm equipment just to turn it for you and harrow it. I think it's better just to have a little light equipment to work it with.
Yeah, we rented. In fact, if we had stayed there and done more, but we thought our first year we ought to just do an acre, and we were going to school too. But we rented a rototiller a couple of times and thought about investing in one of those because you can take care of, a couple acres with a rototiller.
Sure.
You can cultivate. Even more than that. I mean, for that matter, you could probably do a lot. It was done a long time with a horse and plow.
Yeah.
We were real anxious to try our hands at that, but we couldn't find a plow and horse.
Well, we've got the plows and we get a horse. That's a little bit troublesome. You have to feed the horse.
Sometimes, as my father points out to me, my ideals are a little bit removed from reality, because I get real strong romantic feelings of wanting to live as people lived a long time ago, and because I'll read a book, like I've just now finishing The Yearling by Marjorie Rollins, feeling like I lived there a year and a half, I at least ought to have.
Read it.
And he says it sounds awfully romantic, but sometimes the reality of the upkeep and the work is a little different than reading about it in literature.
Yeah, but even so, that's a right nice picture you get. I ran into a place that looked very much like that. Looked like it in the movies. It was. I had a little place up in a piece of land up close to Latchworth for a while, and I was out surrounded by melon growers. And one of the melon growers, I didn't know or never seen him. I just knew the names of the people who lived there, but they had a reputation of growing fine melons, and one year I was up there, they put in melons, and I went over there, and what I saw looked like they were pretty careless. They turned it, and just halfway turned it, and there those old persimmon bushes were taking root again and coming up. Well, as it turned out, that's what they wanted to do, provide a little shade, you see. And they had a marvelous melon crop. They had melons, watermelons, and cantaloupes. Well, it was an old place back there. I've seen several of those old Florida, the old cracker homes, homesteads, and they appeal to me. They the shade trees, I don't know whether they're always shady or not. Of course, you know, after they stay there a while, the trees get big and there's more shade than they planned on. So, but it was just a frame house. And it was an old frame house. But the thing about it is, those old houses, there's always air circulating.
Mm-hmm.
And turned out rather sad. The two boys put in that time at Jukes. They'd play the guitar. And apparently it's pretty hard to live that life and keep straight. And they ran out of money and used her pension.
Yeah, they, back in February they put them in.
Yeah, and then they plan here in this area. I think they hope to have them producing around the last week of May. And it used to be that last week of May, those people would always get rich. You see.
Yeah.
But now the chain stores have got.
Distribution, they bring them up from other places.
Yeah.
It's hard competing as a small man with the efficiency that the chain stores operate. I learned it well in the record business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're competing with the big.
With the big discount stores that buy in such a quantity, they almost can buy the records cheaper than
sell them cheaper than you can buy.
Yeah, they sell them cheaper than I can buy them sometimes. It got kind of discouraging, you know, because they sell, I guess, a lot of things as lost leaders just to attract a business in other areas. It made me develop a new appreciation for small independent farmers and businessmen. Now sometimes I'll pick a small grocery store over the chain store.
Yeah.
And realize and feel a little better about helping him out if he's got what I need.
Had some right interesting experiences,
mm-hmm.
in
it. Yeah.
And fortunately, none of them panned out too well, so he's still in circulation.
Yeah.
A lot of it has been able to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I know a little about the countryside, not too much. I've worked in it. In a way, I've, last few years, I've got to the point I don't do much work outside. I do more work with the typewriter. It's about to kill me. I don't thrive on that. It suits me. I'd rather have a herd of cattle way yonder. Have a herd of cattle. I had a herd until last fall, and I had to let it go. And the price of feed was getting formidable. I hadn't made any money much anyhow, so I sold them. I had pretty good cows. I'd sort of graded them up. So they don't fluctuate in price much as a common cow. Now, the common cow may be just as good for beef, but for brood cows, these cows like I had were just, they look pretty, and they'll bring about the same price.
What kind of cattle?
Some of them are hardcore, high prices, low prices. They were Herefords, but it doesn't matter what sort they are, just so you have pretty good animals. I got in on the breeding end of it. I kept them 12 months, you see, and they calved in February. So I had some busy seasons around here, but not too busy. I thought I'd get some more, you know, just buy them for the summer. But the price has been so curious. I don't know whether to buy it right now or not. So I've got all this grass. Yes, if you want to, if you've got, you can look around if you want to, and if you've got any idea, I'll trade with you. This place down here, I'd have to see the cookie. He owns all the equipment, except he doesn't. He's not going to use it anytime soon. It had water and lights.
The place down there where the green trailer is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the trailer itself.
It's a good trailer. It's an old trailer, you see, and the windows are small, but it's a good trailer. It depends on what sort of living you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have one just about like it right out there. I used to work in it all the time.
As far as the, you know, going to experiment with, I mean, to do something with the land, there's plenty of that around. Why you look for something
new? Pearson's got some interesting things over there too. He likes fruit trees, orange trees, peach trees.
Seems like peach industry is starting to consider Florida more than they have in recent years. I know down here at Lowell and a little bit south of Ocala, between Ocala and Bellevue, they have put in a good number of acres in each area. Florida Peach Cooperative, I believe. I hadn't seen much peach growing in Florida.
They don't look or taste very much like peaches.
They don't. Have you eaten some of the?
Yeah, Florida we used to go down and pick some peaches at this little peach grove between here and Ocala.
Are you still over at
Cross Creek?
Yes, sir. I've been staying over there at Linda's parents' house. Till I could find some place to go.
Well, there are a lot of nice places over there, but as you say, and there's some over there that's got good ground, too. I know a stretch up there that raises big trees. Ought to have pretty good ground.
I
You don't have any proud homestead like Ms. Golden talks about that you have mentioned, but you still got some of the people that are pretty close to that. They don't make a living fishing now, but they still have those old ways and instincts.
Right. I don't think it's so hard to reach back to them either. I have some friends, a friend whose father raised her and her 10 brothers and sisters out in the Ocala National Forest with honeybees. He has 200 or 300 hives out there.
Mm-hmm.
And between that and doing a little fishing and odd jobs for people out there, he's managed and growing. He grows an acre or two of garden vegetables every year. And Linda and I have been out this year already picking some peas and putting them up. I've really been interested in learning something about that. And it's fun putting them up in jars. I want to learn how to make preserves and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think it's not entirely impossible to reach back a little bit to some of the old ways and feel that
that's right,
the spirit of that type of life.
Yes, and it's a right pleasant thing to live with. It's for a change. It's a relief from
it certainly is
from the rest of the world, don't you see?
I almost resent the big chain stores. You know.
I don't know what you mean.
You want to just look around and see what you can see and tell me what you want like to do, and I'd work out something with you.
Okay, sir.
I'll just let you look around. The best place is over there because I've cultivated that before, and you don't have to fight the bahia grass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5 acres over there, and that's a lot of ground.
Yeah, it is.
Now let's see, this summer, are you in school this summer?
I start back July the 1st.
Yeah.
But you're not just overcome with classes.
No, I'll only have 11 hours, and so I really will have a lot of time free. My schedule is just roughly from 10 to 1 every day, or 4 days a week. So I have mornings free and then the long afternoon free too. So it's just
okay. Why don't you just look around and make a proposal, and I'll see what we can do with it.
Okie doke. I sure certainly enjoyed talking with you.
Channel 2 over around 800, and the end of Jimmy Centerfet this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74, and the beginning of Debbie's report on her new house. She's trying to move in this weekend and couldn't for the fleas this Sunday, 23rd of June, 74, around 800, Channel 2 right. And pretty soon Debbie gets here to report on her efforts to get into her new house this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74, around Channel 2 over around 800 this 23rd of June, 74, on Sunday.
Kenneth. I was just checking in with you.
Well, it's not time to eat. Maybe we need to eat a little something.
I don't need to eat anything. It's only 3:30 in the afternoon.
Well, she may not have had any lunch.
I'll have a drink of water. I would like that. It's warm today.
Not even any cold in the refrigerator.
No,
you guys
just
have
some
regular
water.
I'll put some.
Yeah. That's all hot.
I don't like to drink it just pure, but I like to have a little bit. I can keep a couple of these in there, but I forget to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Take a cool day, you see. I forget.
Well, one thing, it's not going to be very hot over there in Micanopy. That little house is under so many trees, the grass can't grow. I mean, it's probably
oh, really?
I think that'd be cool.
Well, now, that looks like it'll be a favorable spot.
I think so.
For your purposes?
I just need to settle down for a little while.
Yeah. Now, you don't...
I get...
You don't have a roommate?
There's not really room. It was a two-bedroom house, but Barry is a photography student, so he made a dark room out of one of the bedrooms. So there's just a bedroom
and a dark room.
And a dark room. If anybody wants to develop any pictures, all his developing stuff is there.
Yeah.
But that's all that's there. Just that and the kitchen and living room.
Well, that's all you need.
Not needing more, and it's got furniture. I mean, it's got a bed and a couch and
yeah,
a big table. Yeah, it's got a telephone. I have the number too. Let me give it to you while I'm thinking about it. It's out in the car.
You know what top it is, don't you?
It's that little square one.
On the left-hand side as you're going out, and you go by, there are this garden with great big sunflowers, and they've put up a fence with,
yeah.
It's like half timbers.
It's
you
the first one past
that.
The store, isn't it?
Well, there's a little trailer there, but it's
yeah.
the first house
yeah.
past
yeah,
the red and white store.
There's a fence.
Yeah, there's a fence, and then there's a little patch of woods that's the back of somebody's yard. And then you just get past that, and it's the first little house. And there's another one right next to it. No.
Mailbox?
No mailbox.
They don't deliver, do they?
No, it's at the post office.
Doesn't it have a little post in front of it? A little porch?
Yes, there's a little porch out in front.
And already got your telephone. That's,
yeah.
That's nice.
Got telephone and everything.
Here's your...
Yeah. You can come over and use my telephone.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. See?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. Golly. We're just getting situated, aren't we?
Yeah, when you quit, don't come if there's any sleep there.
We can't afford to leave this country now. We're getting too well dug in. Got two telephones to use.
That's right.
Well,
I used to use Robert's telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever appreciated anybody using his telephone.
Mm.
Once or twice, it was. Calls were charged that he didn't make, and he seemed to be pretty certain, you know, that I made them. I never made any long distance calls over there. If I did, I'd charge them to my own phone. I'm not in the primer, you know. I don't know. I guess I must impress them.
You don't
know. Graduated yet. I haven't got my diploma yet.
That Miles. We don't know about him.
He's in the third grade.
So I never felt at home in using. I quit using it.
Even though he gave your key.
Well, that was for the water.
Not for the telephone.
Yeah.
Well. You know, it is curious. For things like that, you see. You know, I keep that distinction in my mind that with the learned people and the unlearned. The unlearned are just suspicious.
Oh my. Yeah.
And you've got to have a point, you've got to reach a point of learning somewhere along the line. I don't know where it is, but it makes the strangest differences.
It does.
See. Mm-hmm. Things that you never guess.
Uh-huh.
Who gives a damn who uses your telephone and how long? If I use Miss Mary's telephone, you see, I wouldn't use it once a month. I might sit on it 10 or 15 minutes, and she'd think, well, hell, that comes that guy Miles, he's going to sit on my telephone 15 minutes.
That's
suspicious. Okay, I'm going to call. Something Mrs. Neeland used to say, too, about everybody in Flagler County.
No,
about
they didn't think she was doing the right thing.
This is the end of Channel 2 Ride and the end of this visit of Debbie's to tell us that she has her misadventures when she's out on her own. She hadn't quite got moved yet, and she intended to move this weekend. The Channel 2 Ride at the end of Channel 2 Ride this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74. Channel end of Channel 2 Right this Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74. This Sunday, the 23rd of June, 74, the end of Channel 2 Right.